boldness and bravado often mask deep insecurities and fears. I can tell you that unequivocally because that's how I used to live my life. Brutal toward people on the outside, afraid that they'd discover who I was on the inside. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. There's a name for people like that. We call them bullies. I used to be one, and not surprisingly, I wasn't well liked. With a deep sense of inadequacy eating away at me on the inside, I deploy my sharp verbal linguistic skills to carve people in two. We often don't understand that about bullies, but more often than not, their behaviour is driven by fear. And fear, more and more, is doing the rounds in this world today. It's impacting more lives than ever before. As we try to measure up to what we think success looks like, as news streams are filled with articles like How I Finally Got the Body I Want at 47, How to Make Your Apartment Feel Glamorous and Bigger, and my least favourite recently, Why Having an Affair Could Save Your Relationship, the tide of fear is rising. This is the rubbish we're being fed, and people are swallowing it like it's going out of style. No wonder there's so much fear, bravado, and bullying. But as you read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the spirit that God gave us does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and self-control. The closer we draw to Jesus, the more we allow his spirit room to move in our hearts and minds, the more our fear evaporates. The more his power, love, and self-control take hold, the more we become all that he made us to be. Don't be afraid. That's God's word fresh for you today. And God wants to glorify himself in this world by setting you free from anything that's holding you back. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.